Praise God. Good evening, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. Are you blessed this evening? Amen. Aren't we blessed? Aren't we blessed? Well, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening as we get ready to open our service. Let's, as we always do, let's just turn off everything, anything that's on our mind that we're struggling with or whatever it is. Let's just release it in the mighty hands of God as we get ready to open the service. And let's let Him minister to us tonight as we get ready. Just ask the Holy Ghost just to have free reign amongst each and every one of us. If you have a prayer request tonight, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we praise Your name. Dear Lord, we thank You, dear Lord, for the opportunity we have to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, as we come to You tonight and we open this service, dear Lord, we just want to release everything to You, my Lord. Lord, I ask that that You'll just allow us, dear Lord, just to rest in the comfort of Your mighty arms tonight, dear Lord. As Your word is brought forth, as the message is brought forth, Lord, we ask that You'll just let it just sink deep into our minds, our hearts, and dear Lord, that it'll encourage, and it'll bless, and it continue to bring forth the direction that You would have each and every one of us to go. Dear Lord, we know in this time and day, dear Lord, with all the issues that's going forth, Lord, we know that You're still in charge. And dear Lord, we know that we follow You and seek You first. And, dear Lord, in Your kingdom, dear Lord, that You'll just continue to protect and guide. Dear Lord, You saw the hands that were raised tonight. You know the depths of our hearts. You know the cries that You hear. And, dear Lord, we're asking You now to touch, to heal, to mend. There are those that are still in the hospital, Lord, we're praying for. Those that are going through procedures. Lord, those that are waiting for test results. Dear Lord, and we're praying for them. And, dear Lord, for those that need financial help right now. And, dear Lord, in Your healing, dear Lord, and for those, dear Lord, we just want to lift up those that are lost. Those that we know by name, those that we possibly in our families, dear Lord, strengthen and guide us, dear Lord, but may the lost find You. May they find that hope and that joy and that peace that only You can provide, dear Lord. But, dear Lord, we ask You again just to bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen and guide us, dear Lord, and this service is just let us just rejoice in You, and we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Are you washed in the blood? While you're standing, turn to page 177. Are you washed in the blood? Need all of you to sing up and help. I don't have the choir behind me tonight or the praise team. I want to hear y'all sing out. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Garments by
Lord. Praise His holy name. You may be seated if you can. Just want to, again, give God all the glory and just thank Him for His many, many blessings. I know as we look out upon this beautiful day as God has given us, and I was thinking about it, even in service this morning, seeing the crowd as we're all getting back in corporate worship, and our Sunday school class was overflowing, or not quite overflowing, we still have chairs, but getting ready, and I know the other Sunday schoolers, and seeing just the excitement going on, that we'll just thank God for these very days that He's given us. He's brought us, He's bringing us through the storm, He's bringing us through that darkness. He is the light that we shall follow after. Just praise God. We're going to get ready and take up our evening offering. I don't have any pressing new announcement. Again, as we mentioned this morning, don't forget our Overcomers Outreach, and that ministry is so powerful. There's so many other ministries that are active here right now, and just want to lift each other up. I want to try to mention a different one each time, so praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our evening offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. that's something in that song as we... I just have to add, and Sister Tabitha, if you'd go ahead and start coming up, please. You think about the thanks and just thanking God and just lifting Him up and honoring Him. You know, He's given us so much, and He's continuously letting it just flow. And as we sing that song, to fill up our cup and just let the Lord just bless and bless and bless. And I think at times, that's just something we all need to stop and just thank the Lord for His many blessings and all. Just love the Lord tonight. I'm sorry. You go ahead. It's your turn.
Listen to the words of this song.
Oh, great, big, wonderful God.
The other adjectives that we could add to it. He's just great and wonderful. I just love him with all of our heart. Let's see if we can do. He set me. Is it? He set me free. Can you do? He set me free. He set me free. She does it. Don't you?
Yeah.
He set me free. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for some little playing and picking and singing?
Once like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I fell. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Now I am day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, yes, He set me free, and He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God, He set me free.
Free tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many is glad to know that there is freedom in the Lord? My goodness, what He has took away from us and what He has given to us, amen, just far, far outweighs. The blessings certainly outweighs all the problems and situations that we have. Just good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to see you fine folks. Just been thinking on the goodness of God today. We were able to go down and visit Brother Terry and see him in the hospital today. And if you haven't been to a hospital lately, it is entirely a different situation than it was several months ago. I never thought that you'd have to go to three different places just to get into the hospital. They got places locked up and all. There's one little place. You have to go through the emergency room. You got to be checked out. You got to answer a bunch of questions and all. And it almost looked deserted inside the hospital. It's just very few people were walking around, and it's amazing what a few months can do to change up the norm. Amen. But we know that God is still God, isn't He? Amen. God is still able to take care of us through any situation. Well, if you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of Exodus in the 17th chapter of the book of Exodus. And I thank you for coming tonight. I know it would have been easy to kind of sit at home and turn on the live stream. I told Sister Penny, I said, I think I'm going to do that one night myself. See how that goes. Brother Chris will pull up a chair and watch the live stream. Amen. In the 17th chapter of the book of Exodus, and all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Everybody say, no water.
No water.
Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, take with thee the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb. And thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? Can we pray tonight? Brother Chris, would you take us to the Lord in prayer, asking God's blessing? Amen. If you love the Lord, give Him praise tonight. Give Him a hand clap of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy, amen, of all of our praise. Tonight, a message title is something I'm going back in some history here with my dad. I've told several people, I find myself saying so many of the things that Dad said when I was growing up, and I didn't really pay that much attention to them then, but they become very profound the older that I get. And tonight's message is between a rock and a hard place. Daddy used that term, and the way he would use that term when things were difficult. In other words, it seemed like there was no option. One option was not as good as the next option, or neither one of them really seemed like it was going to work out. And he'll say, son, said, we're between a rock and a hard place, or a hard spot. And that's what I thought about when I read this particular passage of Scripture. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and I think it's because it is so typical of people. It is so typical of us, and it's certainly typical of society, how that our moods can swing, and how that situations can change, and we can be all happy and bubbly on one time, and then next thing you know, we're all down in the dumps. And I'm speaking in generalities here, so nobody get offended tonight. I'm talking about maybe society more so than this particular group of people, because I know we all got victory tonight. Haven't we got victory? This praise you. reach over and just say, I got victory tonight. Amen. But there's still, we do that sometimes. We forget the past blessings of God, and how soon we forget the miracles and blessings, which was the case here with the children of Israel. Just to remind us, as the children of Israel were coming here, this was on the latter part of the journey. The land of Canaan was not that far away, and God had sustained them. And just to remind us, they were freed after 400 plus years of enslavery. They had witnessed and experienced the splitting of the Red Sea. They had saw Pharaoh's army go down in the sea as it closed in on them and destroyed that army. They were there, the recipients of manna that came down from heaven that God fed them when there was nothing else to eat in the wilderness. He also allowed, this is wonderful, he allowed the quail to walk into the camp because they fussed, because they didn't want to eat bread alone, and God gave them meat. And the shoes and clothes, if you think about it, that they wore was able to last them for the entire journey. And now they get a little thirsty and they want to go back to Egypt. It's amazing. And they start chiding with Moses. And really, it's more serious here than we think. If we begin to really understand here, it gets to the point that they wanted are ready to stone the leader, the very one who God had chose to bring the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. And now, because they're camping in a spot where there's no water, and they're thinking they're dying of thirst, and really they're not. They're not that far from water, amen, and the water is just right around the corner, so to speak, and God is able to give them water. But now they get a little bit thirsty, and they get a little ornery, and they get a little upset, and like most people do, then they want to blame somebody else, and they want to blame Moses here. And Moses is in a hard spot here, because he begins to pray unto the Lord, because I believe that this is probably the first time, or maybe one of the first times, that we see that Moses is actually fearful for his life in the leading of the children of Israel. They've chided before, and they've murmured before, but I don't believe I recall where they were ready, almost to the point of stoning him. So he does the typical thing. He goes to the Lord. Amen. How many knows that when everything else fails, amen, we can go to the Lord, and God's always got the answer, but so many times we put him off into the very last thing. So Moses is crying unto the Lord, and he says, what shall I do unto this people? And the Lord doesn't tell him what to do to the people. He just says, go on. Amen. Look to your neighbor tonight and say, go on. Even when it seems like you can't take another step, even when it seems like all is falling around you, amen, it's time to go on. And there's a wonderful message there to know that God is always just right there on the threshold of opening up a great blessing for us. And many, many times we have to be encouraged to go on. But he doesn't stop there. He says, go on before the people. And one definition or one interpretation says, pass on in front of them. So I'm thinking, here's the congregation now, and they're looking to Moses, and they're blaming him because there's no water. Why did you bring us here to camp? You should have took us a place where there was water. And then all of a sudden, here comes Moses after praying unto the Lord, and God is leading him, and he passes on before the people. And probably, like so many congregations are, they're saying, where does he think he's going? Is he just going to leave us out here? Here we are needing water, and he's just kind of walking off. But the Lord tells him to go to get some of the elders of the children of Israel and take them with you. I'm reminded of way back, and I'm going to go off just a little bit down memory lane. Back before there was ever a church here, back before there was in this land here, there was a little block building, but we had no idea that this was going to be the future site of First Pentecostal Church. In fact, when my granddaddy had the calling to come to Villarreca to start a church, we were having it in my great-grandfather's house. As long as the weather permitted, we was having it in his yard. And then as the colder weather came on, we began to go into his house and have church there in the living room. But as long as the weather were permitted, we had the little folding chairs out there. And the men, the elders, they would always go down and behind my great-granddaddy's house, and they would go down there and pray. And someone suggested, let's take a rock and we'll build an altar. Every time that they went down there, they took a rock. And probably somewhere down behind that house today on Harlan Lane Road, there's probably a little pile of rocks that the elders went down there and prayed every time before we had service. And then, you know, later on we had the opportunity to get the little church building here, and the rest is history, but God made a way. But the elders were praying, amen, not only for a church, but they were praying for a mighty move of God. And you know what? We found out that God is just as real under the stars as he is in an enclosed building, amen. It's not the church that's holy, amen, it's the spirit that's in the church. How many is thankful that we can find God anywhere we kneel to pray, anywhere we find an altar, there is we can find a relationship with the Lord. And I'm reminded here, because Moses is instructed by the Lord, take some of the elders of the congregation and go and stand on the rock. And he said, I'm going to stand on the rock before you. But he also tells him to take thy rod. Now, this is not just an ordinary rod. This is not just an ordinary stick that he had. In fact, the Bible makes reference to this. This is the same rod that Aaron had when they were trying to get Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go. And you remember they smote the waters of Egypt. They smote the rivers and they smote the ponds, and everything turned to blood. How many knows that God has something in store when he tells us to do something specific? Don't just pick up any rod. Don't just pick up any stick, but pick up the rod that I've already used, amen, to show Pharaoh and the entire country of Egypt that I am God. How many knows that God is a jealous God and he wants worship and praise? So he wanted the elders to go with him because he wanted all of them to see where the water came from, amen. And the elders were there to testify that it didn't come from Moses. Moses was just an instrument, amen. How many knows if we will just do the will of God, God will use us as an instrument, but God's going to get the glory because God is the one that sends the miracle. God is the one that sends the blessing. Amen. Has God ever used you in a way that you give him honor and glory? Just give him a hand clap of praise tonight for God using instruments such as this particular rod that he took. He said, take in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. I'm thinking about, here's Moses now. Moses has been praying, and Moses crying unto the Lord, what shall I do? And God's direction is go on. And I'm thinking that somebody needs to hear that it's time to go on. You may feel like you are between a rock and a hard place, but you know the rock can end up being your victory. In fact, it's time to go to the rock. Amen. That song, I Go to the Rock. Amen. That's not just something to fill in some lyrics. How many knows who the rock is? I'm so thankful that there is spiritual water in that rock. And I thought about this too. When people get thirsty enough, come on. When people get thirsty enough, amen, ready for a move of God, there will be a move of God. But so many times, I don't think we as a people really get thirsty enough for a revival or a move of God or for a blessing or a miracle. If we did, amen, we would begin to pray and seek God until we found that place, until we found that rock, amen, where the water began to gush out. So here's Moses going up through there, and he takes the stick with him, and he takes the rod, and the Lord tells him to smite the rock. Brother Jim, when he smote the rock, when he hit the rock, water gushed out. Not just a little trickle of water, but enough water to feed the congregation, enough water to feed their cattle and all the animals that they brought. Amen. And God made a way in the midst of the wilderness. And God will make a way time and time and time again. Go to the rock, the particular rock where with the Mount of Horeb, which was in fact the mountain of God. And I need to tell you tonight that we don't understand sometimes when God gives us direction. We don't understand. First of all, it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense to go to the rock. I mean, but you know, God uses the thing sometimes that doesn't make any sense to us. You know why? So that He can get the honor and glory. Now, if He'd have told him to go dig in a little spring somewhere or something, then who would have? Then Moses would have got the glory, because they said, well, Moses knew exactly where the spring was. But to make water come out of a rock had to be God. It had to be the power of God. And God, again, showing the children of Israel, listen, I'm going to take care of the situation. I'm going to bring you into a land that's flowing with milk and honey. I'm going to bring you into the promised land that I promised you and I promised Abraham's seed. So many times we forget who's in charge. We forget who we serve, that God is able to do, as I say all the time, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, because we're constantly asking and we're constantly thinking, God, come on the scene and do something. But if we'll just have, amen, that faith and that trust to step out on the power of God, go to that rock that God leads us to, smite that rock and water will come forth. Now, here's the thing. Here they are in the middle of victory and in the middle of defeat. Some, in fact, most, the majority were ready to give up, ready to go back to being enslaved, ready to go back to Egyptian, into Egyptian bondage. And I was thinking about, as for me, as you know, Joshua said, as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. I had rather be thirsty and free, amen, than in bondage with a little cup of water. And you know that they didn't give them a lot of water, just enough to let them exist. But here, that's the thing. They did not, they hadn't got to a point where they were successfully free. They were still thinking back. You know, we had to work all the time, but at least we were given the necessities. You know, but what? I had a whole lot rather be free, amen, and a little bit thirsty, because I know that God will take care of His people. I know He'll send water, amen, where there is no water. And I thank God that He's always made a way. And I want to reach out to those tonight that are live streaming. Because I have read some of the quotes and some of the things that they put, and that's kind of good that it scrolls down. But, you know, we don't see into living rooms. Like they can see the live stream here. But as I was praying and seeking the Lord this afternoon, I believe with all of my heart that God wants to speak to someone tonight, whether it's here in this church or whether it's out there in the live stream somewhere, to let them know that where you are right now is not where you're going to end up. You're between a rock and a hard spot. You don't see any way of getting out. You don't see any success. You don't see any blessing out of it. But you know you're that close, amen, to a threshold of blessing. You're that close to the rock. And here's the thing. I was thinking as Moses is there, probably as he's walking around, and allow me just to do just a little bit of an analysis tonight, you know, and he's walking around and maybe he's seeking God and he's praying and he's kind of just, you know, tapping on the rock. Come on, get your Holy Ghost sanctified imagination with me just a little bit. This is a rock. And it's kind of like we are. We're just, Lord, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. They're going to stone me. you know, we got to do something, Lord. You got to come on the scene. You got to make a blessing. Lord, we need water. We need water. Where can we find water? And maybe he leans up against that rock. I don't know. We're just using my imagination here. And the reason I'm doing that, because so many times, Brother Jim, we're praying and the answer is right there. It's right. We're walking all around it. Amen. We got our hands on it. We're praying, God, send down the rain, send down a miracle or something. And sure enough, there's the water right there. And then God speaks to him. He said, hit it with a rod. And when he hits it with a rod, the water begins to gush out. When we get, amen, that unction, amen, to obey God, we're going to see the water gush forward. We're going to see a move of God. And I want to tell you out there, I want to tell those folks, amen, that are praying. And I know things are kind of topsy-turvy right now. And a lot of folks think, you know, when are we going to see better days? Or I wish it was like it used to be or something. And they don't see any way out. But you're right on the verge of a mighty breakthrough. And I want to reach out to those that are viewing by live stream tonight. I want you to pray. I want you to, and first of all, there's two words there that we skip over sometimes. God said, go on. I want you to think about that a little bit. God said, go on. But God, I don't see the answer, but go on anyway. But Lord, we need water, but go on. God, you don't understand what I'm going through. Yes, go on. There's a time to stand still and see the righteousness of God, but there's a time to move forward by faith. And I want to tell those folks out there, whatever you're facing, I want you to go on. I want you to keep on keeping on and put your faith and trust in God. I believe with all of my heart that a breakthrough is so near, so close, that God is going to get the honor and glory, because the thing about it is, because nothing else seems to work. Only God can come and restore order here, and only God can come and restore order in our life. And it's time to go on and seek the Word of God, seek the power of God, seek the will of God. And then here's the way that it works. Soon as God gives them water, looks like everything is great. Everything is wonderful. Have you ever been so thankful that God finally made a way? And man, you just kind of testifying and you're praising God. And you say, oh, I don't know what I was worrying for, because God came on the scene and made a way. And just as soon as he did, in verse number 8, Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Here we are, we've gone through a drought, we've gone through and thirsty, and God finally gets us water, and first thing you know, here comes the enemy trying to take another blessing away from us. Has that happened to anybody? Anybody under the sound of my voice just got a breakthrough from God, just got a visitation of His Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden, here comes the enemy, and he's trying to take your victory. Amen. But, you know, this is a wonderful story, too. This is what we base our brotherhood on, because Moses told Joshua, he said, get you some men and go and fight against Amalek. And he began to watch, and as the battle began to go take place, he saw that when I raised my hands toward heaven, then the children of Israel, or the army of Israel, began to be victorious. I mean, notice there's something about raising your hands to God in victory. Amen. But when he grew tired and weary and his hands went down, then the children of Amalek, or the army of Amalek, began to get the advantage. So and Aaron saw him and said, you know what? We need to go help Moses out. Amen. When's the last time that you said, you know what? We need to go help that brother out. We need to go help him get victory. So one on one side, one on the other, and they raised his hands. And amen. They got a little stone there for him to sit on, and they raised his hands. And God was victorious because people were willing to help one another. Are we willing to help one another? Are we willing to pray for somebody else's victory as much as we pray for ours? Amen. Because there's people that needing a touch from God right now. There's people that are listening in tonight and viewing this that need a touch from God. And I just want to let you know that you may think that you're between a rock and a hard spot or a hard place, but you're so close to victory. You're so close to a healing. You're so close to a blessing if you'll just put your faith and trust in God. Not in me, not in man. We're nothing more than instruments or messengers from God. But God is the one that's going to get the glory. That's the reason he uses things that doesn't make sense to us, so that he'll get the honor and the glory. Amen. So I urge you out there, I urge you that are watching tonight by the live stream, I urge you to pray and seek God and believe God. If you want us to pray with you, send a little post. Man, when you put your name down or listening or viewing, just say, would you pray? You don't even have to tell us what it's about because God already knows and understands. But I want to tell you tonight, I want to leave you with this. I want you to go on. I think I'm talking to somebody tonight. I think God is speaking to somebody because you're at the point of giving up. You're saying, what's the use? It seems like everything I do just falls flat on my face. I can't make any headway. You know, I pray, I believe, I'm saved, I'm born again, but I don't know why all this is happening. I don't know why I can't get any relief. But God is just really, really impressing my spirit to tell you to go on. Keep going. Get up by faith and go forward. Don't think that you're going to be a failure. Don't think that you're going to lose out. Have a positive attitude. Right there in your living room, right there where you are, if you're viewing us right now, I want you to begin to pray. And we're going to pray here as a church too, because I believe with all of my heart, God just won't let this alone in my heart. I can't tell you who it is. I have no idea. But I have such a heavy burden for someone. And it may be more than one. I don't know. But I have such a heavy burden for someone now because I feel like they're at the point of just giving up, just throwing everything away. And that's never, ever the answer. There will be better days. I will assure you of that. Because God is not going to suffer us, amen, to more than we're able to bear. He will, in fact, make a way. So as we begin to close tonight, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for those that are out there, those that are listening. And maybe there's someone here in our congregation that kind of feels like they're, you know, between that rock and that hard place. But if you're between the rock and the hard place, don't go back to the hard place. Go to the rock. Go to the rock. Go to the power of God, which is greater and stronger than us. I'm going to ask the congregation if they would to stand tonight, and we're going to pray. And we're going to pray for Brother Terry LaCroix, too. We were able to get in and visit him for a little while, and he definitely needs our prayer. He is improving, but he still needs a touch from God. And also, Sister Connie, and there are others. Sister Sybil needs our prayer. And thank you. My brother sent word today. Thank you for the prayers. He said, be sure that I thank the church for the prayers that you gave up for him. He's back at home and doing better. And just we thank God. In his words, he said, it could have been a lot worse. But thank God for the prayers that God brought him through. And we're going to keep praying for his complete healing. So as we prepare to pray tonight, and you out there that are viewing the live stream, you pray as well, and we'll have this altar open too if anyone here tonight has a need to come forward. But I feel such an urgency right now. Can we just get in one mind and one accord and begin to pray right now? Dear Heavenly Father, God, we know that sometimes trials get unbearable. Lord, we know that sometimes we get between a rock and a hard place, and we don't know which way to go. God, we don't know who to turn to, but that's God. That's when, God, you come on the scene. And I pray right now, someone out there, someone needs to hear that deliverance tonight. Someone needs to feel that victory. Someone needs a blessing. God, I believe with all of my heart that you're speaking to someone tonight. Father, I pray that you would reach down right now, God, and heal them, minister to them, whatever the need is tonight. God, that you would make a way. God, we know that you're able to do all things, and we agree right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for a mighty healing, for an anointing, God. Lord, do what no man can do. Come on the scene right now, right there in that home, Lord. That person who's viewing right now, touch them and anoint them, God, and make a way. And we'll give you praise and honor and glory. For we ask the blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If our music would come back for just a moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity if you need prayer tonight. There's a song that says, Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Amen. Let's take that, amen, to our prayers tonight and pray that God would just overwhelm this place tonight in His precious Holy Spirit. And if you have a need, if you're sick or afflicted, you come forward and we'll pray with you tonight. Jesus is precious. Glory to God. Yes. Sing it when you get ready.
Jesus is precious. He is.
Jesus is so,
so precious.
Jesus is precious to me. God, reach out right now. Lord, with your precious spirit, make a way. God, for that sister, for that brother, whoever it is, God, that stands in need right now, I pray, God, that you would deliver them. Jesus is precious. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When I feel disheartened, forsaken, forgotten, Jesus is precious to me. In every condition, He is my position. Jesus is precious to me.
Name of Jesus. Is He precious to you tonight?
Yes.
It's where He places, where you place all of your cares, all of your burdens, all your fears, where you place your job, your family, everything that you have. Place it into His mighty hands. He is so precious. Because He's the one. We don't have to worry about the bottom falling out of the market or anything. We know that through Him that He has provided, and through His Word He's provided for us everything that we need to survive, everything that we need to move on. It says, go on, is what the Lord says. We're not going to let fear drop us and that we go and run and hide. No, we're going to run towards Jesus. Love the Lord tonight. All hearts and minds clear. And for anyone watching on the live feed also, you know that if you'll just send in your prayer request or your needs, just let us know. We'd love to join you in agreement as we pray for whatever the needs are that you have. And we know that it's got to start in here. When we release it to God, is we believe that He will take it and use it for our best. And for you, we'll pray with you and we'll join you in prayer. Well, thank you all again for your attendance tonight, for your time. We thank the Lord for His Word. And as we prepare to part, I want to invite each and every one of you back Wednesday. We'd love to have you at our Wednesday service. Praise God. And again, I want to just, the new folks, and getting to see people back again, and how great it is that God has just opened these doors up and allowing us to gather together. All righty. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, with this prayer we'll be dismissed, and we'll see you Wednesday. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, you've provided everything that we need, dear Lord. And now, if we'll just accept it and move forward in your name. Lord, we ask for your protection as we prepare to depart. Bring us back at our appointed time. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers, dear Lord. We thank you for the testimonies of praise, dear Lord, for your healings, getting good reports on people, dear Lord, and hearing what the actions that you're doing and having people proclaim there is victory in Jesus in you, my Lord. Lord, again, we thank you for these families represented here. I ask you to bless each and every one. Again, dear Lord, for those that are watching on the live feed, for their prayer requests and their needs. Lord, we're placing them in your hands, and with them we're agreeing. And dear Lord, in giving you the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful first part of the week.